Once again, we say welcome aboard. It's good to be with you. This time, Brother Munn speaking. Our program here called A Fisherman's 5-Minute Look at the Book. From the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter 103. I'm going to read verse 2. We're talking about how that serving the Lord brings great benefits. Now, we do not serve God for what we get out of it, but I'm glad there is reward. Psalm 103, verse 2. You'll enjoy the verse here. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." All right, so there are benefits. And as far as these benefits are concerned, I'm not to forget them. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." And we think about serving God. As we find service to God in the Old Testament, God worked through a nation. That nation was the nation of Israel. And your association with and your feelings about that nation determine the blessings of God in your life. We think about in this age, the death of Christ. We think about the nation of Israel. They turned their back on their Messiah. So God has sort of switched and turned things a little bit. We think about some 2,000 years now, this Gentile age. We talk about the age of the church, the age of the Holy Spirit, you know, the dispensation of the grace of God. Today, God's working through a church. So to have the blessings of God, in fact, I'll say this week numerous times, I believe with all my heart I'm right. I know the Bible is right. I believe only in faithful attendance and association with a good Bible-believing church will people, really God's people, really prosper and receive the benefits that God has for them. Recently, our church, let me just sort of settle down just for a few minutes here. Now, recently, our church was criticized for our lack of concern for a certain family. This family had not been in church for years. In fact, their children had been attending another church. And as far as this criticism is concerned, what we did was we accepted the criticism because at the time, these people were hurting. You don't push people's face down in the sand when they hurt, you know. You said, well, what are you saying, Brother Munn? I'm saying sometimes the church's responsibility to other people, let me just sort of turn it around a little bit. Basically, you get out of an investment as to what you put into it. You get out of something as to what you invest in it. Let me explain. If I were to work for, what would many of you people know? If I were to work for Walmart 40 hours, I put in every week 40 hours at Walmart. I'm going to reap the benefits of 40 hours worth of labor. But what if I took and maybe I went in and I filled out an application and said I'd like to work here, but I never go to work? Could I expect Walmart to do anything for me? So what are you saying? I'm saying this. Sometimes people expect churches to do for them. Well, there's no investment on that member's part. And you need to understand that it's not necessarily the church's responsibility to do so. Even with the Lord, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, what about 13 and 14? He said, if any man's work abide, he shall receive a reward. Sometimes people think those that are in church, and we sort of just given an introduction today, those in church have sort of a crystal ball. Maybe the pastor goes into his office and he pulls out this crystal ball and says, crystal ball, reveal unto me the condition of the church. And then all of a sudden through the crystal ball, there is a member that's in the hospital and there is a member that's suffering financial difficulty. And here is a member that's getting old and needs some special prayer. There is no crystal ball that's not there. You said, what are you talking about? We're human beings. Now, there are means of communication. In every church, there's a telephone. And every church, probably there's a means whereby you can email. You can send an email. Or there's cell phones. The pastors have cell phones. They need to be contacted. And as far as what we expect from a church, I cannot expect any more from my church outside of that I invest in this particular church, if you know what I'm talking about. So what I'm going to do this week, I'd like to take and really advise, I would like to provoke, I would like to recommend to you active service for God in and through your church. And if you will actively serve God through a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church, you're going to reap what David said here. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. You're going to find benefits in serving our Lord. And now, until tomorrow, this is Fisher Munn saying goodbye.